Greg Kelly Show.
Hello. Poor President Trump. I never fully, I mean, we all know the deck is stacked against him and there's conspiracy. They're truly conspirators trying to undermine him, his campaign, try to throw him in jail, sabotage his presidency, on and on and on and on and on. But when I get a, when it hits me all over again that this thing was sanctioned by, well, everybody all the way back in 2015 and into 2016 and 2017, and it only got worse. And I just found a great big clue, quite frankly, a clue about how things were going to go when it came to the resistance of Donald Trump. You know, when every president leaves office, almost every president says something nice about the person who's about to become president, right? Now, it's standard. I've looked this up. In every, almost every farewell speech, they give a nice big wet kiss shout out to the person who's coming next. Whether or not they're from the same party, it doesn't matter, right? Democrat George H.W. Bush, I think, gave possibly the most heartfelt. And, you know, at one point in my life, I thought, this is just words. This is just pleasantries. This doesn't mean anything. No, it means a lot. It means an awful lot. And George H.W. Bush had his limitations, of course. I don't even want to say it. But he was a great man in many respects. Fighter pilot at 19 years old. And I can really say he put the country first. I mean, how else do you characterize these remarks? This is his last speech to America, really. It was December 15th of 1992. He is a lame duck. Bill Clinton has been elected. And he's wrapping up his speech, and he offers these words.
But in 36 days, we will have a new president, and I am confident, I am very confident, that he will do his level best to serve the cause that I have outlined here today. And he's going to have my support. And he will have my support, and I'll stay out of his way. But it is, and I really mean that, but it is more important than my support, it is more important that he have your support. You are our future, and God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
Wow, what a beautiful gesture, right? It's more important that he have your support. He's going to have my, and I'll stay out of his way. Well, guess what president did not wish his successor well? Did not say Godspeed to, it was Obama. I looked up his farewell address. It's all about him, baby. It's all about him and the race card. And he did give a great big shout out to the middle-aged white man out there who's seen his world come crumbling down. And we need to try to understand him. We need to try to understand him as if the middle-aged white man is some sort of foreign species, right? Who's we? Barack Obama? Who's we? Anyway, it confirms to me all over again that they ran an operation. They are the ones who are defying democracy. You know, Donald Trump won in 2016. We know that. They know that. He won. Fair and square.
But Russia spent all that money on Facebook ads.
They spent $75,000 on Facebook ads. $75,000. That's not a lot of money in the grand scheme of things. They had, no. There are trillions upon trillions upon trillions. It's pennies. They had nothing to do with Donald Trump's victory. So they plotted and they schemed. And I'm looking at these documents, these motions and the indictments. You know what it says on the top of the indictment? United States of America versus Donald J. Trump. And that is so real. And quite frankly, they indict themselves. The United States of America, the government, working against a citizen like this, our guy, they won't leave it up to us. The government is trying to take him out. We know this, by the way. But to see it, to see it, to see those words, and to go back after hearing those warm words from George H.W. Bush and to look at the notes from Peter Strzok in the Oval Office in December of 2016, Obama, Susan Rice, Biden, Strzok, Page, you know what they're doing? They're brainstorming about how they can arrest Trump. They're brainstorming about how they can get his people. They're spitballing ideas all over the place. Maybe we can arrest him on the Logan Act. Maybe we can get him on this. Maybe we can catch him in a lie. Maybe we can do the FBI thing where they do that little lie trap. It's called a perjury trap. And they pulled one on Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn did not really say... Michael Flynn forgot that he had a conversation with somebody and they tried to say it was a lie. And he would say, you guys are crazy. But then guess what? They found that his son didn't pay taxes or whatever, something on his son. And so he pleads guilty. This is so unbelievably anti-democratic, corrupt. And I actually heard Hillary Clinton talking about some of this stuff in the 2016 debate. You got to listen carefully, but it's there. Just like when you listen to these farewell addresses. I hope my successor does well, because after all, if he succeeds, we succeed, right? Doesn't cost you that much to say something like that. He couldn't allow. Hey, what the hell's Rosanna Scotto doing on the Fox News channel? Good for her. You know, we sat next to each other for 9 years straight. 9 years straight. We were separated by about 18 inches, and we spent 3 hours together every weekday. That's more conscious time than I've spent, I think, with anybody in my life, right? 3 hours a day, uninterrupted, separated by 18 inches. You know, when you're asleep in bed with your wife or your husband, I mean, you're out cold, right? How much time do you actually get to talk to your spouse? How much time are you actually next to your spouse? Not that much. Anyway, it was kind of interesting because it's kind of cliche, finish each other's sentences. Not really, but there was almost something biological, physiological that happened between us. A certain connection, if you are in that kind of proximity to somebody for as long as we were. I remember once I came in the morning, and for whatever reason, I went vacuum cleaner shopping the night before. I'm like, I'm going to have a neat apartment. I'm going to get a vacuum cleaner. And I go to Bed Bath & Beyond, and I bought a vacuum cleaner. Well, at the very same time, guess what Rosanna was doing? Buying a vacuum cleaner. Isn't that totally? You know, she, of course, got the Dyson ball. I got El Cheapo whatever, and my vacuum days were not long. But there's something about that. There's something I've always kind of I kind of like it. All right, much more important stuff. The bloodbath is real, the border bloodbath. I praise President Trump again for calling it out. So much fake news out there trying to say that he's calling immigrants animals. Again, he's calling the MS-13 murderers. They're the animals, not regular immigrants. Even the illegal ones, he doesn't call them animals. Cut one, please, cut one.
Under crooked Joe Biden, every state is now a border state. Every town is now a border town because Joe Biden has brought the carnage and chaos and killing from all over the world and dumped it straight into our backyards.
And isn't that the threat to democracy, really? That's the threat. I'm looking at the papers right now that the Trump team have put in to take Judge Mershon off this case. And it's black and white. You can't have this guy sit there with his family, with his daughter, with him and the money. You need somebody. Look, there are plenty of judges. Just find one who doesn't have so many conflicts of interest. Now, somebody told me, well, what about Clarence Thomas? Because his wife, Ginny, you know, she was all fired up about January 6th. And she was obviously in favor of Trump. She was kind of emailing Mark Meadows little tips about, hey, I think you guys should, you know, don't back down and stay in this. There are a couple of big differences. Number one, Supreme Court justice, you don't recuse them that easily. You can't. There are only 9 of them. And it's a lifetime appointment. It's different. They're special. They're literally special. The other thing is Ginny Thomas did not make money off of sending these emails. Didn't make any money. That's whereas her name is Lauren Mershon, and everybody relax. She's not six. She's 36. She's in her 30s. And she is a full-time Democrat strategist with a firm that does a lot of partisan work. And that's fine. It's a free country. You can do whatever you want. But you can't be the judge when you have a daughter who's all the way up to her neck in partisan Democrat attacks on Trump and on Republicans, right? Common sense. And this guy is so full of himself. Juan Merchan. New Yorker, of course. Where did he go to college anyway? I think he went to Hofstra. I have no beef with his record, and you're allowed to give money to your preferred candidates, but you can't be on this case. And this case shouldn't even exist. And the big thing I'm worried about, quite frankly, and this is another thing they just might be gunning for on the left, when Donald Trump goes to these venues, the courthouse in Florida, the courthouse in Washington, D.C., the courthouse in Lower Manhattan, what happens? He's in front of a lot of people with guns, with guns. You ever notice that when they talk to law enforcement, you're right, there's a big line of them and they shake their hands? Look, there's a nut job in every group of people. There are nut job priests. There are nut job brain surgeons. There are nut job teachers. There are nut job garbage men. There are nut job radio hosts. There's 1%, 1.5%. It only takes one. Just standing there thinking, well, I guess I could make history right now. Who's going to stop me? These people are armed who are around Donald Trump, and they're not, I'm talking about anybody outside the Secret Service. And oh, by the way, possibly inside the Secret Service. The way they're talking about Donald Trump and the threat to democracy, their rhetoric is so dangerous. Remember, they just say that Donald Trump himself as a person poses this threat. Donald Trump also says that, you know, the country could be coming to an end and everything's on the line here. But it's about Joe Biden's policies. It's about his decisions. It's not about Joe Biden. And they have so personalized it around Donald Trump that I really fear for his safety. I am very concerned that Joe Biden is going to designate him secretly a threat to national security. And who knows what that could authorize, right? You see, this is dangerous stuff. Really, really dangerous. They're the ones who have to cool it on the rhetoric. And this is basically mass hypnosis that's going on. Mass hypnosis. What's happening in America and what has been happening in America, this is beyond politics. Joe Biden isn't just raising money and running negative ads about his component. The huge institutions of government are working day and night against President Trump. Oh, we know that. Central Intelligence Agency, the FBI, there's been no accountability whatsoever. None. So they're trying it again, but they're probably going to take it a little bit further, right? What else will they try? That's where I get to his personal safety. And one of the many problems with having him all over the country is, yeah, exposure. Exposure. Now, I know these cases are kind of helping him at the same time, helping him politically, but it's still, what has it done? It's dirtied him up. There are some independent people out there who are swayable, and they are convinced that he's the threat to democracy, and they turn this stuff on. Aren't you worried? I think we got to pray. And he's not one to stay at home, right? He's out there all the time, and I don't want him to stay home. But when he goes in front of all these people with guns, and it's great to have guns, sure. You know what I mean? Has that ever, you know, it takes one, and I think it's happened somewhere in history. Have you ever, it just takes one guy. Oh, and by the way, that's a big motivator of assassins. You know, the Secret Service actually studied all of the presidential assassins or would-be assassins. And one of the big things that motivated them was making history and changing global events. You know, imagine Lee Harvey Oswald, that broken down, that weirdo in the book depository building. Nah, he's not a good example, because let's face it, he had a lot of help, probably from the same institutions that are trying to get Trump. I'll be right back.
Greg Kelly.
Yeah. If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This could be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276 or ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month.
This is the Greg Kelly Show.
Right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election. And they're not making a secret of it. Just think, if that happens, the 2024 presidential election could be decided not by the popular vote or even by the anachronistic Electoral College, but by state legislatures. Many of them Republican controlled.
Hillary Clinton, everybody, trying to freak everybody out about the 2024 election. How about that one? Man, fear mongering. This is she's in panic mode, and this is how they grab more power. What the hell are they planning for real? You know, when I first heard somebody talking like that, I knew it was Hillary's voice, but then I thought, well, this has got to be some nut job in a basement somewhere. No, it's Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton herself. Trying to instill panic, and what will they do in response? By the way, right-wing extremists, show me an example of a right-wing extremist. What does that even mean anymore? What does it mean? I am MAGA. You know, at times Joe Biden says MAGA is a threat to democracy. Judge Ludig says MAGA is a threat to democracy. No, we're not. As you know, is he talking about the skinheads and the white supremacists? We don't like those guys either. 99% of the political violence comes from your supporters, Joe Biden, my friend Philip points out. Your supporters. And he's running around saying Donald Trump won't do what American presidents must do. He refuses to denounce political violence. That's that same game they played, you know, denounce white supremacy, denounce white, you know, and also conceivably, I don't want to talk about 2024. Let's pretend it's 2057 so nobody gets too nervous. But if you have a government that starts breaking the law, that shuts down elections, kind of like President Zelensky in Ukraine. Yeah, Zelensky, we're all about democracy. There's no democracy in Ukraine right now. He suspended the elections. Did you know that, Joanne? Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
There's no elections in Ukraine until the war is over. What's up?
I just wanted to know the judge that is overseeing the Washington, D.C. case with the election with Donald Trump. She was not born in the United States, but she can still be a judge?
Yes, you can still be a judge. You can be a lot of things when you're not born in the United States and become a citizen. She was born in Kingston, Jamaica. Just like Judge Mershon was born in Bogota, Colombia. You can be born in other places and become a citizen and do a lot of things, but you can't become president. And Joanne, this is where, you know what? It's interesting that she conceivably could put him in jail. One person could put Donald Trump in jail And that's where the, you know, not being born in the USA is kind of possibly concerning.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You're listening to The Greg Kelly Show.
On day one, I will seal the border and we'll begin the largest domestic deportation operation in the history of our country. And if other countries say they won't take them back, we're not going to take them back. I will say that, yeah, here they come. You're just going to hold on to your britches, because here they come. They're coming back.
Hold on to your britches. They are. What other choice do we have? What other choice do we have? Hey, wrapping up that Hunt thing about Mershon, and I got this beautiful letter that Mr. Blanche, one of Trump's hotshot lawyers, and I do mean hotshot, and I really, I mean, he's very impressive. He's got all the right credentials, and he's bold. It's amazing. Not only are these guys good lawyers, but they're bold. They've got guts. You know, just by representing Trump, they're taking some risk to themselves. I like these guys. I like them a lot. If you were born in another country, you can do, and you become a citizen. If you come here legally, you become a citizen. That's great. Talked about it a million times. The 2020 convention where Trump was swearing in those those brand new citizens from Bangladesh, from China, from all over the place. It was just such a great moment because they took the oath of citizenship together right there. And they did everything you got to do to become a citizen. And guess what? Those guys who take that oath, they got to do more than people who actually were born here. They got to swear to take up arms for the country if need be. Women, too. Women, you don't have to do that, right? You can do it voluntarily, but you don't have to swear that you will do it in some oath. They do. So they got a lot. They got as much stake in this country as anybody else. Now, Judge Mershon is from Bogota, Colombia. He was not born a citizen. Neither was Judge Chutkan. And that's fine. You can become a judge. You can do whatever you want. More power to you. But it is interesting. In our own Constitution, they say the President of the United States must be a natural-born citizen. Okay. Now we have a situation where one person, a judge, could actually sentence these individuals. I know there's going to be a trial, they say. That still may go away. And you got a prosecutor, you got a jury, you got a defense attorney, right? But one person makes that call about sentencing, and I don't know. I think that it's interesting. No one else has brought it up, so it's probably not a thing. But it is a little bit of a thing. I think it's a little bit of a thing. It's one of the many, I don't want to call it an anomaly, but it's interesting. Look, mainstream media, they were asking the question of Vivek Ramaswamy. When they found out that he was his parents were not citizens when he was born, there was like a, excuse me? And there was an excuse me moment. But he was, yeah, if you look at it, he was eligible to be president. Dear Justice Mershon, we respectfully submit this pre-motion letter, blah, 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 blah. In August of 2023, the court reasoned that recusal was not warranted because President Trump had presented only speculative and hypothetical scenarios. Well, the scenarios identified by the defense have come to pass. President Trump is the presumptive Republican nominee for president in the 2024 election. Your Honor's daughter is an executive and partner at Authentic Campaigns Incorporated. As recently as February and March of 2024, Authentic has used social media to market its connections to President Biden and Vice President Harris while deriding President Trump. Authentic and Your Honor's daughter are making money by supporting the creation and dissemination of campaign advocacy for President Trump's opponent, political rivals, and the Democrat Party. It can no longer be ignored that Authentic's commercial interests are benefited by developments in this case that harm President Trump's penal interests and divert his efforts from running his leading campaign for the presidency by requiring him to prepare and sit for trial during the general election. The trial in this case will benefit Authentic financially by providing its clients more fodder for fundraising. Authentic will make more money by assisting with those communications, and Your Honor's daughter will continue to earn money from these developments by virtue of her senior role at Authentic. I guess it is a little awkward when you're writing the guy and you're complaining about the guy's daughter. You know what I mean? But they're doing it respectfully and they're doing it factually. But you know, you got to criticize basically the judge. You know what I mean? The judge cannot be fair. Therefore, you have and you got to tell the judge. It's not like he's telling his boss. He's telling it right to the guy. The ethics opinion relied on by the court to deny the prior recusal motion emphasized that we see nothing in the inquiry to suggest that the outcome of the case could have any effect on the judge's relative, the relative's business, or any of their interests. Well, the court declined to share its inquiry, but any such omission can now be addressed. According to filings with the Federal Election Commission, Authentic has received millions of dollars in disbursements from entities associated with President Trump's political rivals since the indictment was returned. Some of those funds were paid to Authentic by entities associated with legislators and PACs that have used email and or social media to solicit contributions specifically based on this case. Thus, there is strong evidence that Authentic has used this case to make money. Those benefits and the ongoing financial interest cannot be ignored. Well, they can be by the fake news. They are ignoring it. Compounding these issues, the court imposed a gag order on President Trump that restricts his ability to engage in protected campaign speech. And the court is considering expanding that prior restraint. I think it already did. In addition, the court appears to have made extrajudicial comments about the case. While they did, actually, I'll get to those. While failing to rule on a pending defense request to file a motion for an adjournment based on prejudicial pretrial publicity. You know, this is kind of wordy, but this is like in legal speak. This is dynamite. This is thermonuclear. This is whoa. This is very aggressive, but it's all backed up on facts and it's couched in a respectful way. But this is dynamite, absolute dynamite. Last week, the court used the Office of Court Administration to issue a statement relating to an X account used at some point by Your Honor's daughter. Yeah, they sure did on that one, didn't they? Ooh, wow, I didn't know they went this far. As public scrutiny on these issues increased, the account in question appears to have been closed to the public. So too has Authentic's X account, thereby limiting President Trump's ability to investigate these issues. Under the circumstances, Your Honor has an interest in this case that warrants recusal. There is an unacceptable risk to the court's family relationships that will influence judicial conduct, and the court's impartiality might reasonably be questioned. Therefore, President Trump respectfully requests permission to file a motion in support of these arguments that includes briefing and evidence today, Wednesday, April 3rd. It's happening right now, baby. And let's just take a look at the court right now in session. What's going on over there? Da, 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 da. Not much. Not too much. Yet, we have this. Eric Adams is running around the city saying it's all in our imagination about crime. It's all our imagination about crime, especially in the subways. He says that it's a perception problem. Post, shocking new figures from an NYPD internal report, which was obtained by the Post, shows that the overall major offenses in 2023 jumped to 127,000 over the last few months, surpassing the self-proclaimed cry-fighting mayor's first year in office. He's running around saying that it's lower than at any time. But I will say this, he's wearing that fancy suit again. He has a lot of those. Hey, who ever heard of the Brian Lehrer show on NPR? You ever hear of Brian Lehrer? I don't know if it's NPR or WNYC, but he's kind of a, what do we think of him? I don't know. He's very laid back on the radio. And yesterday he said, I want to ask the audience a question. If you come back to your faith in recent years and why you did that. I called up right away. I was so excited to get up to be a radio caller. And they said, WNYC, what do you want to say? And I said, well, I want to talk to you about how the Bible has really set me straight and how I learned all kinds of things and I used to take them for granted. Okay. If he gets to you, you'll hear your name and turn off your radio. I could tell by his tone that he wasn't that into it. I could just tell that they didn't want that kind of, it didn't seem to me. And I noticed that they took seven women in a row, including Robin from Harlem, who they weren't able to get on the phone the first time. So I don't know. I feel like I should have been picked. But then again, I can talk about it with you guys. I can talk about it right here. I don't need Brian Lehrer at 30 seconds on his show, who I've heard him do interviews. He definitely leans left, no doubt about it. A little bit too passive in my book. I don't know anything else. I don't know really that much more about him other than my two minor glimpses. He does have a pleasant voice. Jacqueline, hello.
Good afternoon, Greg. You know, you were talking about your concern for President Trump's safety, and that's something that has been on my mind since he was in his first term. And I often cringe when anyone utters those words. It makes me very nervous. But what I wanted to share with you, there used to be a television program, a series that was on. The last time the show ended in 2018, I think it was, and it was called Scandal. It was supposed to be based on George H.W. Bush, but it really wasn't because I watched the whole series.
I know what you're talking about. Tony Goldwyn was the president and Kerry Washington or somebody like that. I saw a couple of episodes. I thought it was okay, but I think all television is a waste of time, to be honest, but except certain shows. So what about it?
Well, my point about it was, since you did watch it, you know a lot of what we have experienced over the past 4 years, the real life situation, actually was imitating that art. The presidential election was stolen. They rigged the election via the machines. There was a lot of behind the scenes. There was basically one individual, one rogue individual, who took cover as the leader of the Smithsonian, and he ran all of the rogue behind-the-scenes agencies, the government agencies, that were really responsible for everything that transpired.
Well, look, they didn't get this, you know, they didn't just make this up. I mean, you know, there's a big ounce of realism in these shows, and they study things, and they talk to people. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. I've seen this depicted. Look, people have been talking about this for 70 years. The first guy to put it on the map for us was, thank goodness for him, Dwight David Eisenhower, Ike. When he said, everybody's got to watch out for the military-industrial complex, he called it. They're getting so big that the people can't control it. And I think we're there right now. The people, what the hell is your congressman going to do? Send a letter? I mean, it's just these forces, these institutions that are not in the Constitution are so big, so powerful, and a little bit scary. So yeah, I get it. Yeah, they were probably alluding to that, and it's no joke. Ever hear of the General Services Administration?
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys have tremendous clout and stuff. What, you sound disappointed. Yeah, like what's wrong?
Well, I mean, in terms of where we are right now in what's going on with our government, we've never seen this before. I mean, things may have gone on, as you said, for decades, but never to the level that it is now.
You know, I don't know about that, to be honest. We don't know what we don't know. I mean, they killed a president. They killed JFK, right? Now, that hasn't happened yet. We pray it doesn't, right?
Right.
I mean, these people, they've started wars. Over lies, you know, Iraq, weapons of mass destruction, so they could get rich, Halliburton, and the people responsible are now vaunted as the pro-democracy defenders. I mean, there's something fundamentally corrupt and wrong, but it's been going on for a long time. Vietnam, you know, how many lies were told about Vietnam? What the hell was that all about? The generals as well, the generals, they're not heroes. 99% of them are fully corrupt, fully. And they kissed ass to become generals. And I don't know. I think it's like almost like a secret society. It's almost like some sort of weirdo secret society that's going on. So look, we've been here. We don't know how bad it's been and for how long, but a lot of us are seeing the light. Okay? And that's good. You're speechless.
I just pray for President Trump's safety and his entire family.
I'm with you. All right. I am totally with you. But let's face it, God is in control, right? We work our heart out. We do what we do. But, you know, he laughs at our plans. Isn't that what they say, right? He laughs. And he can do anything. You know that. So stay tuned, baby, and don't give up hope. And keep praying. I'll be right back.
Greg Kelly. You're listening to The Greg Kelly Show.
You know, I am never, ever, ever going on a safari, especially in Africa. I'm not going on a safari, period. I guess that's where 99% of the safaris are. I just saw the most disturbing video. I've seen them a million times, like, and things don't come out badly like this. They're in a safari truck, which is basically a fancy pickup truck, and they got little perches that you can sit on so you can take pictures. Well, an elephant, a 5-ton bull elephant. Have you ever heard of a bull elephant? I don't know any types of elephants, but there's apparently a bull elephant, and it's in Zambia. And he goes right up to the truck, charges it with his tusks, and gores an 80-year-old American woman. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh.
Coming fast.
Ow, it happened right there. Oh, stop. Okay, all right. It's really tough to watch, although you don't actually see it. Man, you know, these extreme tourists and stuff like that, extreme tourism. I know it is tempting, but just go to the zoo. We've talked about that as a family, going over there, seeing the animals up close. I do feel like unless you have a season pass to the Bronx Zoo and the Park Slope Zoo and you know, the National Zoo, if you're not like really into zoology, you have no real business going on a safari, right? I mean, if you're not taking advantage of the animals and tigers and bears, I don't live that far from Central Park. I've never actually paid to go into the zoo. I mean, so I'm not that, I love looking at the animals, but I've never actually went in. I can see the seals as you walk by. I can actually see them. You know, I'm looking at Joe Biden's house in 1970. When Joe Biden first went into politics, he ran for a council seat, Newcastle, Delaware, a council seat on the city council, and he wins. And just 2 years later, he runs for the U.S. Senate. But the thing about it is his house, it's perfectly fine, but it's certainly not fancy. It's kind of small. It's kind of, you know, you would never look twice. And he went from that house and he charted. He spent the next 46 years in public life, 46 years. And he moved into a mansion like you wouldn't believe, and which was only one of three houses at the time. He got rich. He got so rich. A career politician who gets rich in office, who's a proven serial liar. How do you get a guy like that to win? Do you just campaign and put TV commercials up? And no, you have to engage in the dark arts. Very dark arts to get a guy like this elected and reelected, even darker. I'm going to go in a second. Yes, Frank.
Hey, Greg, how are you? I just wanted to touch base with you and completely agree with what you had to say about Brian Lehrer. He only takes left-leaning people on his show. I listen to his show every day. He only takes left-leaning people. He does not take any other call-ins from other people.
Well, why the hell are you listening every day?
Because I like to listen to what everyone else is listening to, and I go on.
Well, they're not all listening to that. It's public radio, but I hear you. You want to find? Look, I find myself watching MSNBC to just see what those wackos are talking about. All right, so you watch every day, and my instincts are correct?
Yes, sir. You're 100% dead on. And you know what? I call him an enemy of the state. Unlike your show, where you take diverse conversations on all sides, they do not. And it's a very big problem. I think it should not be called public radio.
Oh, okay. It's biased. Well, you know, to be honest, most of you guys tend to, maybe I should take more of those calls. Like, who's that crazy guy in the Bronx who used to call? Russ. I told him he can't call because he was disrespectful. Who was the other guy? Jamal from the Bronx. Yeah, I yelled at him so severely, I don't think. But yeah, I don't mind it when people disagree because I love clobbering them in debate. All right, Frank, good to know. My instincts spot on once again. And Jeff, you want to say something about Rosanna Scotto, the television legend?
God, is she beautiful, though. Let me tell you something.
Man, she's not aging. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, what kind of thing? That wasn't nice at all. It's a terrible thing to say. And it will not be tolerated, seriously. All right. Hate that kind of language. I really do. Despise it. I absolutely despise it. Judge anybody on anything you want, except on the things they can't control. All right? Nobody likes that, no matter what your color is.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.